Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our Heavenly King, our Savior, our confidant, our friend, our all in all, our Master, our Lord. We are come to you so humbly this morning, giving you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you so much for this day that you have made. We thank you so much, Lord, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, before we do anything, we ask that you please forgive us of our sins and help us to be like you in everything we do, everything we say, in our walk, oh God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have given us the love of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us love for you and love for one another, love for the TMC call and for our brothers and sisters who are on this call. We thank you so much, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, and the D.A. De Leon family. Oh God, we continue to lift Dr. P.K. up in prayer. We ask that you continue to comfort the entire family. Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord, and be everything they need you to be during their hour and time of need. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa, oh Lord, who is just so gracious and so loving and so caring, Lord, and continue to order her footsteps and shower favor down upon her in the name of Jesus. And thank you for Mama Josie, Lord, who we hear from time to time. And thank you, Lord, for blessing their going out and their coming in. And Father, likewise with the D.A.'s De Leon family, we thank you so much for them, Lord, and that everything they touch, oh God, prospers and all of them find favor in your sight. Now, Lord, we thank you, praise you for each and every family member who has joined us. We give thanks for the speaker who will bring a rhema word, Lord, that we know will penetrate our hearts today. And we thank you, Lord, for keeping them, Lord, and for ordering their steps, Lord, and for being the light into their lamp to their feet, light to their path. Father, bless them and their household in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we command that the airways are going to line up, are lined up, not going to, are lined up, oh Lord, saturated by the blood of Jesus, and nothing that will go forth on this call will be dropped, oh Lord, but our ears are open, and I thank you for giving utterance to the speaker that we and to clarity to our ears so that we will understand what is said and be a blessing to someone else with it. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Let's walk in love today, being a blessing to someone else. Host, are you there?
Good morning, my wonderful big sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hugs and kisses out to you.
I got them and right back to you. Well, good morning, and thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting God's people this morning. And on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I want to welcome you to the Master's Call this morning. And thank you for that tag, Walking in Love. Well, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about this call. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010. So this year we'll be celebrating 5 years of this wonderful ministry. And it was founded by two dynamic, wonderful women of God. Dr. P.K. Roberts, we like to call her Dimple. She is the lady of the super fantastic life. And then we have our wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa. This ministry was founded and based on scripture Psalm 88:13. And I want to read you what it says. It says, "But I cry out to you for help, O Lord, in the morning. In the morning, and my prayer comes before you." Amen. And this, there was a mission statement established by this ministry from the very beginning, and it is to enrich, to enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have a website for you to find out more about the Master's Call, our speakers. You can read about their bios, our different things that are going on. And the site is themasterscall.net. So that's www.themasterscall.net. And we also have an email for you. So if you'd like to send us your prayer requests, your praise reports, and just send a comment about today's teaching. You can do that by sending us an email at info@themasterscall. That's info at the Master's Call and mastercall.com, and either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will get back to you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a thread or there's a common company that brought us together, and that company, this health and wellness super dynamo company, is Artis International. Artis International was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over a quarter of a century ago, and if you don't are familiar with Artis, I want you to get back to the person who told you about this call, and they'll be more than happy to tell you about the exciting things that are going on in Artis International, including that we have a great transformation challenge starting today, and it's not too late for you to transform your mind, your body, your spirit by being on these wonderful products. Now I want to tell you about also, you can listen to the morning motivation call that comes on after this call, where that call is hosted by our platinum president, Dorothy Cook. That number is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. And you can also get on there today where they're going to be talking about kicking off the transformation challenge. So make sure you do that. Now, I want to tell you about our mouthpiece for today. And I want to tell you, he has a very extensive history. He has been doing some things for the Lord. Let me tell you about our wonderful speaker this morning. He is none other than Pastor Chuck Brown II. He has a ministry for the masses. Pastor Chuck has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. He has a very unique and dynamic teaching style that brings clarity to the Word of God. In 2004, Pastor Chuck started Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center, which has 16 members. Well, God has blessed his ministry to grow now to over 200 members that are in attendance each Sunday. Pastor Chuck is a man who walks in excellence and has a caring heart for each member. Pastor Chuck is a master administrator, visionary, and organizer. And it's because of these skills, organizations and pastors from all over have sought him to aid them in their leadership conferences, leadership materials, and counsel. Pastor Chuck is a family man. While attending Morehouse College, he met his soulmate, Marcia N. Brown. Marcia is a Spelman College graduate, an anointed speaker and teacher and worship leader, and Marcia helps Pastor Chuck meet the needs of their ministry. They have two wonderful, beautiful children, Charles III and Christina Eve. I love that name. In 2010, Pastor Chuck released his highly acclaimed book, The Death of the Desperate Woman. This book has reached circulation in 9 other countries. Praise God. This life-changing book achieved the accolade of best-selling author with Essence in 2010. Now, Pastor Chuck has numerous gifts, including being a sought-after musician, producer, songwriter, and recording artist. And I encourage you to look Pastor Chuck up on Facebook or Twitter to learn more about this man's ministry. But I want to get on out the way because I believe God has downloaded a powerful message for him. And I honor you, Pastor Chuck. I always look forward to hearing what thus saith the Lord and what you have are. So at this time, we're going to bring you to the front of the line so that you can give us the word this morning. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Praise God. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning. I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. The floor is yours.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that gracious introduction and Minister Willow for that opening prayer. And to our founders, Dr. PK, who we're still praying for in this time, and Dr. Pastor Vanessa, we love both of you with the love of the Lord, and we're grateful that all of you are on the line on this morning. John chapter 4, verses 46 through 53. I want to read those verses out of the New Living Translation. John chapter 4, verses 46 through 53, and it reads out of the New Living Translation as this: As he traveled through Galilee, he came to Cana, where he had turned the water into wine. There was a government official in nearby Capernaum whose son was very sick. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went and begged Jesus to come to Capernaum to heal his son who was about to die. And Jesus asked, Will you never believe in me unless you see miraculous signs and wonders? The official pleaded, Lord, please come now before my little boy dies. Then Jesus told him, Go back home. Your son will live. The man believed what Jesus said and started home. While the man was on his way, some of his servants met him with the news that his son was alive and well. He asked them when the boy had begun to get better, and they replied, Yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock, his fever suddenly disappeared. Then the father realized that this was the very time Jesus had told him, Your son will live, and he and his entire household believed in Jesus. I want to minister this morning to somebody who may have already arrived at work, or you're on your way to work or somewhere, and you need a miracle before you get home today. I'm talking about those who need something to change before tomorrow comes. I'm not talking to those who have the luxury of waiting a few weeks for their change to come, but to those who need the Lord to move right now. While you're on this line, while you're hearing this word, trying to connect with God but worried, trying to cast all your cares on the Lord but unable to do so. I want you to know something. You need to hear this word today. Favor is on the way. And that's what I want to minister. Favor is on the way. Don't worry about how things were when you left. God's favor is on the way. We're yet in the series, My Faith is Leading Me to His Favor. It seems I've shared this often, but there's like we're doing an annual series on favor. That's because we need more of it. Can anyone stand to receive more of God's favor in their lives? Favor is to be given preferential treatment by God that gives you an advantage in life. Only the disadvantaged can truly appreciate being given an advantage. Only those who know what it's like to be pushed to the back of the line can rejoice when given an advantage. God's favor positions you to benefit from circumstances. He sends forth factors and scenarios in which you, the believer, don't lose but win. Here's the thing. You don't receive God's favor if you don't learn to live and walk by faith. The definition that I've been sharing these past few weeks on faith is that it is the capacity to trust God's character, intention, and ability over what has been presented to you. Faith is the capacity to trust God's character, His intention, and His ability over what has been presented to you. What the devil may be showing you might not be a lie, but neither is it the truth. The devil likes to present facts in hopes of you forgetting the truth. He presents sickness when the truth is that you're healed. He presents lack when the truth is, my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He presents love when you're more than a conqueror. He presents sadness when the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't fall for the facts of the enemy. Learn the truth of God. When you understand the truth, you begin to understand God. That's why what we shared on last week was so crucial, that I'm favored by the word, because God's word is His truth. And no matter what you see before you, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, then although it may be factual, it is not indeed the truth, so it can't be the end. Joseph was shown a dream by God that his family didn't like. Those he thought would support him opposed him. Their opposition was so strong until they tried to kill him and his dream. But no matter what Joseph saw before him, he knew that it could not be the end. They threw him in a pit with no food, threw him in a pit with no water. And the fact was he was in a pit. But the truth was, when compared to what God showed him, it failed the truth test. And since it failed the truth test, it could not be the end. When he found himself in Potiphar's house, he looked at it and then compared it to what God said. He failed the truth test, so he knew it couldn't be the end. Same thing when he wound up in prison. He looked around at his surroundings, at the bars and these other inmates, and then he remembered the dream that God showed him as a kid. And it did fail the truth test, though Joseph knew that that could not be the end. Compare what your life is showing you to what God told you. And if it fails the truth test, then keep holding on, because it means that God ain't through with you yet. Favor is on the way. It's on the way. I'm trying to get you to hear me. Favor is on its way. It's about to save your life. Favor is on the way. Things are seriously turning around. Favor is on the way. I've discovered these 41 years I've been living, short years, the devil tries to use this little-known tool to discourage us called abandonment. To feel abandoned is to feel like someone has let you go, feel like someone has given up on you and left you in a hopeless situation. The Lord would often encourage those in his presence with these words, "Fear not, for I am with you." He would say, Jesus would say, "Lo, I'm with you even until the end of the world." He did so because he wanted us to know that no matter the situation, don't trip, because he's still there. Even when you can't feel him, he's there. Even when it seems like he's not there, God is indeed there. David would take it further when he penned the lyrics to this now most famous psalm, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." David reminded himself that because God is with me, I'm not going to fear no evil. He's also with me when I'm on top. He's also with me when it feels like I'm on the bottom. He's with me when things are going great. He's with me when things are not going well. He's with me when the season is beautiful. He's with me even in inclement weather. God is with you. He's with you in the hospital. He's with you in the funeral. He's with you in the office. He's with you in the wreck. He's with you when you're by yourself. He's with you at the lowest point of your life. But here's the trick of the enemy. The devil wants you to believe that because bad things happen to you, that God has abandoned you. God never promised us a life without trouble. At once. He never promised us that we would not have trouble, but he did promise that he'd be with us in the trouble. There was never a promise that you wouldn't experience storms, but he did promise that he'd be with you in the storm. Yeah, whatever the season, whatever the situation, whatever the turmoil, understand that God is with you. It is that sense of abandonment that diminishes our faith in God. Remember what I told you, that your faith leads you to his favor. So if you let situations shake your faith, then you will miss God's favor. Let's look at this text that we shared and read earlier. Jesus has been on a campaign of healing, a campaign of deliverance and freedom. Everywhere he goes, something great happens. Everywhere he steps, miracles occur. His very presence changes atmospheres and environments. Nobody can argue with the proof, because manifestation follows his presence. He's encountered the woman sitting at the well. He's introduced living water to her. He's witnessed crowds of people following his every move. And now he goes back to Canaan, the place of his first miracle. And this government official, this nobleman, hears that Jesus is nearby. The official is in Capernaum, but he hears that Jesus is in Cana. And here's what's significant about that particular passage in verse 47. When he heard, he went. He heard and he went. Capernaum was about 20 miles from Cana, but that didn't stop this man from going. Y'all heard me say 20 miles and y'all shut me down, because you have to remember that these folk at this time traveled by foot, and this journey by foot was about 2 days. He needed favor and was willing to travel 2 days by foot. And many of us won't travel 30 minutes by car without complaining. But this showed how much faith this man had in Jesus. First thing I need you to get is the greatest faith is revealed in the lengths you will go for your miracle. Number one, the greatest faith is revealed in the lengths you will go for your miracle. How far are you willing to go to get what God has for you? Are you willing to leave your place of comfort in order to get God's best? You live in this little generation, boy, that wants to sit around and wait for what they need to go and get. I wonder how many of us would have made the sacrifice after hearing about this man named Jesus, leave our sick child at home, lace up our shoes, and get to walk into where Jesus was. There was no guarantee that Jesus would even still be in Cana by the time this nobleman would have arrived there. Yet this man had enough faith that he would indeed be there. We sit around and complain without ever going to where Jesus is. We gripe about how bad our lives are, but when we hear about Jesus being in the house, we won't get up to get our answers to our prayer. There's something wrong when you get so comfortable in a negative situation that you lack the inner conviction to go after change, even though you have to leave your place of comfort to get it. How far are you willing to go? Your faith is revealed in how far you will go to experience God's favor. Will you drive the Bible study for 1 hour, even though it takes you 30 minutes to get there, or will you stay stuck? Will you get up every Sunday morning determined not to miss your worship experience and hear from the Lord even though you're tired, or will you chance your child staying sick? If you want it, you got to get up and get it. If you want it, you have to get ready to pound the pavement. You want that job, then go every day until they hire you. You want that promotion, ask about it until you get what you've been praying for. Oh, I need somebody who will be like Jacob, who wrestled with God all night long and say, Lord, I won't let you go until you bless my soul. I won't let you go until you heal my body. I won't let you go until you heal, touch my mind and change things in my life. If it means I got to get up earlier, so be it. If it means I got to make more sacrifices, so be it. If it means I got to push past my pain, oh, well, that's what it is. Hallelujah. And here's number two. The greatest faith is demonstrated without the need for a demonstration. The greatest faith is demonstrated without the need for a demonstration. Your faith cannot be based on, and I want you to hear this, it can't be based on signs and wonders. When the Hebrew author declared that without faith it is impossible to please God, he continued by saying that in order to have faith, you have to believe that he is first. Then you must believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. The significance of that verse is revealed in motives. After seeing all that Jesus had done for 3.5 years, seeing him turn water into wine, witnessing him feed the thousands with limited resources, watching folk who were blind see, those who were deaf talk, those who were sick healed, those who were lame walk. After seeing him perform all of these miracles, there was one disciple who would not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead like he said he would, named Thomas. Thomas said, until I see it for myself, I won't believe it. And that's many of your problems right now. You're waiting on confirmation for what God has already decreed. See, the moment God says it, that's it. The moment he says you're healed, you're healed. The moment he says you're delivered and set free, then you have to expect that's what it is. Nothing else should have to be said because you already know how God gets down. Oh, I wish I could see y'all because I would conduct a survey right quick. Has God ever opened up doors for you? Did he make ways when you couldn't see a way being made? Did he pump your spirit full of joy when you were depressed? Did he heal you when the doctor said it was not possible for you to get past their prognosis? Did he not protect you in the wreck? Did he not bring you through the 80s and the 90s and 2000s and last years to this year? Then why is it that you need him to prove who he is and what he can do for you? Is your faith so shallow that you will forget God's protection last year? Is this relationship so one-sided that you can only trust him when you see things have worked out and then lie as if you trusted God the whole time? Your greatest faith is demonstrated when God doesn't have to demonstrate who he is any longer to you. My Lord. Here's this last point that I want to share with you. Out of the scriptures, verse 49, that Jesus told him, go back home. Your son will live. And the man believed what Jesus said and started home. Here's number three. Hallelujah. The greatest faith is revealed when you go. This man got up early 2 days ago to get to where Jesus was. He walked 20 miles. He endured the heat of the sun and the pain of the walk, but he was determined not to go home empty-handed. Is anybody determined not to go home empty-handed today? Yeah, he goes through all of these steps only to say go back home. Now look at me in that tone of voice. You know how burnt up you would be if you traveled for 2 days. Arrive at your destination only to hear the person you came to see tell you to go home. That's where we missed the miracle, because this man did not get mad. He didn't argue with Jesus. He didn't try to explain his case any further. He didn't keep begging like he was doing in earlier verses. In verse 50, look at what Jesus said, what the man said. Jesus told him go home. He believed what Jesus said, and he started home. The key phrase in this New Living Translation is he believed what Jesus said. If you can just start believing what the Lord says, it will ease your mind. Hallelujah. If you can just start believing what the Lord says, it will take the burden off of your heart. You just have to learn how to believe God when he says to go back home. I know all that he's done, but here's that last week's word again. He doesn't have to go to the location when his word has already been sent there. He doesn't have to be there because his word alone brings him there. He believed his word, but then he went home. stop worrying about it and start going home. He gave it to the Lord and didn't take it back with him. Rather, he cast it on Jesus and left minus that weight. While he was on his way home, he looked up and noticed his workers running towards him. He saw his assistants coming up the road with urgent news. The human side of him probably had him expecting bad news, but then he remembered what Jesus said. Jesus told the man that his son would live, so this man expected the news to happen for him. Look at it. While he was on the way home, those in his home were on the way to him, carrying the message that his son was indeed alive and well. The activator was when this man believed what Jesus said. His belief triggered God's favor. His belief triggered God's miracles. His belief released the awesome power of God. So favor was already on its way to his house. So there was no need for him to stay where he was. He got up and went, and his goal revealed his trust and faith in the Lord. If you can just believe what God told you, it will trigger miracles in your life. If you can just believe what God told you, it will release and trigger blessings and change and elevation and turnaround in your life. I need you to know that favor is on the way. Favor is on the way. I had this vision as I closed. I had the vision of the postal delivery service. Get this, y'all. The mail you received was sent prior to your making it to the mailbox. It didn't just show up. It was sent prior to that day. You just got to see what had already been sent. God told me to tell you, oh, God, on this Wednesday morning that the package of blessing has already been sent your way. The package of favor has already been sent your way. The package of miracles has already been sent your way. The package of increase and overflow and good news and encouragement has already been sent. You ain't no need calling the office no more because the package ain't there. It's already en route to you. There's a blessing addressed to you that has been sent from heaven to be delivered into your life. Your favor is on the way. By the time you make it home today, if you can truly believe God, you will be encountered with news of favor. Some of you will be driving to work only to receive a call that a favor was already attached to. It's on the way. What you need from God is on the way. What you need is in route to you right now. That favor is already on its way to you on Thursday. When you get to work tomorrow, favor will be waiting for you. When you get home Friday, favor will be waiting for you. Your favor is on the way. God bless you. I hope this word blessed your life. We love you all so very much. Be blessed.
Well, praise God. Praise God for you, man of God. Favor is on the way. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the favor that is on the way. We thank you for this man of God, this mouthpiece this morning, Pastor Chuck. And right now we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you fill him up, return back to him the virtue that he has given to us. Bless his ministry. Bless his family and children, Lord God. Continue to watch over him and keep him in your loving care. Continue to expand his ministry internationally, Lord. We thank you for this man of God. Father God, we lift up our beloved co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, as she is going through this time of bereavement, Lord. We ask for comfort. We know that you are a God of comfort. And so we pray for the family of all of those that were touched by the sister and the friend, and we pray for our dearly co-founder, Lord. We pray for anyone on this line this morning who is dealing with a loss of a loved one who has made their transition or is sick and dealing with different things. We know, Father God, just as Pastor Chuck has said, that all we have to do is believe. So, Father God, we believe you for healing. We believe you for deliverance. We believe you for growth in our businesses, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you and we ask all these things in the matchless name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but I am definitely going to want to listen to this call again. In order for you to listen to this call on today, you can listen to it by calling the playback number, which is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085 with the access code 957-677-POUND. Now, immediately following this call, you can head on over to the Morning Motivation Call, which is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and that number is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539 598 pounds. I want to take this opportunity and thank my big sister, Willa, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people of God this morning and giving us that wonderful tag of walking in love. Thank you for all you do for the kingdom and for this ministry. I want to thank you and know, Dr. PK, that we are praying for you. Thank you for our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, and the entire TMC family. At this time, I would like to ask Pastor Chuck to please come back and give us our benediction.
Father, for all we've experienced today and heard, we're grateful that you will bless our lives today, oh God. We're grateful that favor has already been sent out for us, and all we're waiting on is manifestation. We lift up again, Dr. PK, knowing, oh God, that you're a healer, you're a comforter. You will take this pain from them, and you will carry this burden, oh God. Even when our words don't reach them, oh God, I ask that your comfort will. Let them know that the joy of the Lord is her strength. Let this be the best day of our lives, and we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.